Thanks for joining me on healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I have a reoccurring guest on the phone, Erilee Hermanson. She is one of the founders of eatitup.ca. She's also the in-store dietitian of Palm Natural Markets. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
So we talked in the past about antioxidants. Now, today we're going to be talking about adrenal fatigue. And as a woman who is, I hate saying it, but I am perimenopausal, and I always hear, Tammy, adrenal fatigue. Explain to us first what that means and where the adrenals are located.
Well, the adrenal glands are small glands that just sit on top of the kidneys, and they produce different hormones. And their main job, one of their main jobs, is that under stress, they produce a hormone called cortisol. They also produce hormones like adrenaline and noradrenaline. So exposure to stress triggers is what activates that those adrenal glands to release those hormones. And it's really a protective factor that it comes from our, you know, millions of years ago in terms of the fight or flight response. You hear that quite a bit. So when something frightens you and you get that huge rush of adrenaline, you can sometimes you feel your stomach drop out the bottom, and that is the reaction. And that's a healthy, normal reaction to stress. What happens is that when we have prolonged stress and stress that just endures, we can get what's called adrenal fatigue. And to restore the adrenal function is really what you're going to be going after.
And so how do you do that? Like, how do I know that I'm suffering, first of all, from adrenal fatigue? What are the signs and symptoms of it?
Well, certainly you can, I mean, many people can be feeling tired. There can be weight gain. There can be anemia. Other things will come into play. And if you're feeling unwell and having difficulty sleeping, you've got anxiety. I think one of the big things for myself is if you're feeling kind of that tired but still wired, do you ever feel that way?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's that tired but wired sense of anxiety. And that really can complicate, you know, how you're feeling, because you can attribute that to so many other things in our lives, like work stress or financial stress, or, you know, raising children or having parents you're taking care of and you have children that you're raising. So
that's everything you put on that list is me. So clearly I'm suffering from adrenal fatigue.
Well, it's always good to...
I hope my dad's listening to the show today, because he's part of my adrenal fatigue this week. But anyways, go on.
Well, I think one of the things that I would recommend people to do is get in touch with their healthcare provider and talk about their concerns, talk about their symptoms. What are their symptoms? Are they having a hard time sleeping? Are they waking up many times in the night and not really getting any restorative sleep? You know, there can be changes in terms of menstrual cycles, because, of course, cortisol, excessive levels of cortisol affect all the other hormones.
So we presume or we're suspicious of suffering from adrenal fatigue and say it is confirmed by our doctor. What do we do from a natural standpoint to, or let me ask you another question. Is there a medical, will a doctor give somebody some medicine, or is it a natural way to alleviate and cure it?
Well, I can certainly talk about the lifestyle or supplements that go along with addressing adrenal function, but certainly attending your physician or other healthcare provider would be able to give you that information around medication if at all necessary. But that's a great question and another reason to go see to your physician. I think in terms of lifestyle, one of the biggest pieces is getting a lot of sleep. And that is, I think, for many people, easier said than done. You know, at least 8 hours of sleep, of proper rest, that can restore, you know, proper function with the adrenal glands. You know, not watching too much television at night, or being in front of, you know, iPad, iPod, BlackBerry, that blue light really destroys our melatonin, which is that nice sleepy hormone that lets us get a good night's sleep if we've got high levels of that.
It actually destroys it?
Well, what it does is it down-regulates the production of melatonin. So when you say you turn off lights around 9 o'clock and things are a little bit dim in your home, and you're getting ready for bed after a regular routine, brushing teeth, that kind of thing, then you can fall into a sleep. But if you're looking at a blue screen right up until the time you flick off the lights, your your levels of melatonin will be lower.
Right.
So you want to protect that by having a good routine, not having a lot of screen time before, before you go to bed, and also have those other lifestyle things of getting out, getting a little bit of fresh air, eating well. Some people find that, of course, reducing consumption of refined carbohydrates can be helpful because of their link to spiking blood sugars, which cause a surge in insulin, and that whole hormonal cascade affects your cortisol levels as well. So it puts added stress on those adrenals.
Got it.
Also, the other one, and I'm sorry to say it, but caffeine.
Yep.
And I know as a busy mom of two, I enjoy a cup of coffee, maybe two in the morning. And having excessive coffee, and certainly coffee later in the day, it's that caffeine. It might not come from coffee. It might come from tea or sodas. Might also come from energy drinks, or now I see that they have chocolate bars that are infused with caffeine, and so people might be consuming a lot more caffeine than they think they are, especially later in the day. It does have a very long half-life, so it stays in your system for quite some time. So if you're having coffee later in the day and you're affected by caffeine, not everyone is the same way, that can impair your sleep as well.
Got it. Well, what should I be eating to help me with?
Well, certainly in terms of talking about those sort of foods that trigger an increased release of insulin, you can look at more complex carbohydrates. So your vegetables, fruit, whole grains, making sure that you're having protein and fat, healthy fats with your meals and snacks, so that's going to slow the rise of blood sugar and give you that more long-lasting energy. Also, you'll want to consider eating regularly throughout the day, of course, and starting with breakfast. It really is the most important meal of the day in terms of getting our body geared up for the entire day. But you might also want to talk with your healthcare provider about taking some supplements that are really important to support the adrenals, like your B vitamins, vitamin C, magnesium. Your physician or naturopath might also think about herbal formulas, but that's something that to address with your family physician or another health provider.
Now, I've read, and I am now taking a supplement that I got from Palm Markets that has tryptophan in it to help me sleep at night. Do you know much about that?
Yes, it's a precursor to one of those lovely little hormones that help us go to sleep. Now, some people say that it's also it is found in turkey. So that's why some people say that when you have a big turkey meal at Thanksgiving or Christmas time, that you always want to have a big sleep after.
Yeah.
Well, the jury's not quite out on that. Really, I think why people want to have a big sleep is because all of the blood and energy is going to their tummies to digest all the food they just ate.
Exactly.
And they don't have a lot of energy for their muscles to do anything else. But
exactly.
It is a precursor. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Now, another thing that I've also heard is that you can reach the point of adrenal failure, and that once you've reached that point, you can burn out your adrenals and there's no way of restoring them again.
Well, that's certainly a concern for people who have a long-standing, that would be called like adrenal exhaustion, not just adrenal fatigue.
Yeah.
And that's the when the adrenals react to like the prolonged negative effects of that high cortisol. So you can get things like bone loss or really erratic blood sugars. It's even no matter what you try, you can't keep those blood sugars normalized. And so that's very serious, and you want to get that addressed right away.
Right. If people wanted more information on this, they could go to your website, eatitup.ca, and you also provide information on the Palm Natural Market website, which is Palm, P-O-M-M-E, naturalmarket.com. Airlie, thank you very much for your time again today.
Thank you.